This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Okay, we've got a few minutes left for questions to Melanie on Ofsted. So, same pack drill as before, we've got the roving microphone. If you don't want to stand up, that's fine, but it helps if you do. Who'd like to start us off? Okay, well, Nick's got a question. Why not? Let's have a question from the panel. I like to be different.
I can be so bold.
Yes.
So I went to an event hosted by the AOC a couple of months ago, jointly with Ofsted. And I think there was a question, really, that was coming out, possibly, arguably, I think, quite strongly from some of the people from Ofsted, with regard to success rates. Mm-hmm. And are they, with the level at which they're at, are they still, as useful as they maybe once were in judging performance? And I just wondered what Ofsted's view was at the moment moving forward as to what other measures there might be.
Okay. Many of you will know about the, probably the ill-fated framework for excellence, which I understand this government is keen on the principle but not on the reality of it. But actually, there is something really important about having a standard set of measures that is our common language. It's a common language within the sector, it's a common language for learners, and it's a common language for those who inspect, regulate, and fund. And success rates have provided that common language for us. However, there have been a number of issues. And those of you who've been inspected will know that we have been sampling the quality of the data that underpins success rates, and we have identified some issues with that. But you will also know, if you've been inspected by us, that we don't just look at success rates. We look at progress, added value. We use the Learner Achievement Tracker. We use ALP, ALICE measures. We use contextual value added, all of those to look at how well the learners have moved from where they start to where they've ended up. And we also look at progression. Now, there is no national measure of progression, but quite clearly we are intensely interested in it. And it's interesting that John Hayes is saying, actually, progression is more important than qualifications. That's always been my view, to be honest. But it's quite difficult to say that as an Ofsted inspector.
Can I just ask you, and I'll come to question member, just a quick one for me. We heard the proposal that the outstanding colleges won't be inspected anymore. What monitoring will there be of those outstanding? I mean, because there was that brackets if their performance doesn't drop, but who finds out whether their performance has dropped?
Right. Well, we have yet to talk to the Minister about the detail of this. Having said that, we currently have in our processes a risk assessment arrangement, an annual risk assessment, desk-based. We use the sort of measures that I've just been talking about, plus intelligence that comes from particularly the funding bodies and their auditors, to enable us to identify those providers where things look like they may be on the wobble and may be on the way down, or where we have concerns about the fact that providers have been performing at a very sort of flat level, satisfactory, inadequate level for quite some time. And so our inspection programme has been driven by that. What we're anticipating is we will continue to do the annual assessment for the outstanding providers, and if there are any contraindications, we would then have to have a conversation with the Minister about, well, what sort of action would you want us to take in that instance? My view is actually a monitoring visit first, probably then, if necessary, followed by an inspection. But I was interested the Minister kept the brackets there within his announcement.
Yes, yes. Gentlemen, just there, yeah.
Frank McLaughlin, City and Islington College. Melly, you know my kind of views on this. We've spoken about it. I think that there is absolutely a place for Ofsted. It's very interesting we spoke about the international markets, that one of the strengths of the UK system is that it seems to be quality assured, that when you look overseas, you can point to where you sit with that. We're also a pretty small country, a fairly small economy, and I think that there's learning. So I think there is a place for Ofsted, but we're all agreed that there's a new way of doing things. My own personal view, very strongly held, is that autonomous organisations drive out results. You don't drive out results by getting done to. So accepting there's a new reality for all of us, how does that sit? How does a lighter weight Ofsted, autonomy, and also the thing that many of us have benefited from, which is peer support and peer review, how might that work in a new reality for Ofsted?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I think one of the things that we did in the new framework was to actually really put a much greater focus on capacity to improve. And for me, that's the kind of killer, as it were. If an organisation has outstanding capacity to improve, I can relax, we can leave them alone. Absolutely. And it's about actually being able to demonstrate that and be sure that that capacity is built in right through all the things that I had on those two slides, that it actually permeates every part of the organisation. I suspect the role of inspectorates is likely to shift much more towards those who are inadequate and those who are satisfactory. And this, you know, the first announcement, I think, is part of that shift. This is my own personal view, by the way. It's not anything that I've been tipped off about. So I suspect that will happen. I also think there is a question about how inspection and improvement link together. And it's been a big debate in Ofsted's social care arm, where we used to improve and inspect. Many of you will know it was a big debate with the ALI, which preceded Ofsted. And so there are questions about how does Ofsted link with that improvement agenda, and how can we make all of the learning and all of the knowledge that we hold within our inspectors available to help those organisations that are struggling to drive improvement themselves. The way we do it for FE and skills, by the way, is working really closely with ELSIS. And actually, I think that's working quite well. But we may need a bigger national solution for that big question about inspectorates and improvement generally.
OK, just so I will get you away to lunch very shortly. I've got one more question. We're going to do one interactive question in a moment, so you might want to be switching on your gadgets. But I'll just take the question of the gentleman down the front here. I think had a question. If we just get the microphone here, that probably have to be our last question of this session, and you can be ready to vote in a moment or two after this one.
Thank you. It's not a question, really. A comment just based on the previous question.
Fine.
I'm not from the sector, so it's easy for me to make this comment, I think.
Yes.
The sector has, it has been said, the sector is now mature. The focus is decentralization. And even part of Ofsted's process is innovation and improvement. Isn't it the time now we move to audit from inspection?
Right, OK, thank you. It's observation rather than question, so thank you very much for that. OK, so you can see your question is now the last question we got on here. I think we might get a quite clear outcome on this one myself, but the question is, do you agree with the government's proposal that outstanding colleges should no longer have to be inspected by Ofsted? We haven't got any of the subtle stuff around the brackets, which would be interesting to get a view on that. So if you've got about 20 seconds left to vote on that, and we'll see what the result is. We probably should have had a couple of supplementary ones, should we, about what about other colleges as well. But there we are. Where are you off to be, Principal?
Sussex Downs College.
Sussex Downs College,
yes,
okay.
With Wayne.
Ah, there we are. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you should have all voted. And then we'll see the result. Perhaps not quite as overwhelming as I thought it might be, actually. So, I mean, but more agreement than disagreement, but not, you know, more evenly weighted. Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. Thank you to you for all your questions. Thank you very much.